So here comes Delta, or COVID 2.0, and like most sequels to a terrible original, this one's going to be really bad. As in, there will be even more aggressive power grabbing by the control freak elite abuser class running big government, big tech, and big pharma. There will even be more destruction of freedom and liberty, and definitely more suppression of speech, which is a great spot for us to note that we really do need to stay connected, so please subscribe to the channel and go to hellraiserreport.com to sign up for the newsletter so that we can stay in touch directly, even if the technocrats try to shut things down in certain places. Now back to the completely predictable, imminent grab for even more power and control by the evil ones desperately trying to strip away our last lingering bits of freedom and liberty. As the Delta variant of what is quite possibly a government-made virus, let me repeat that part, government-made virus, as in, if this thing originated in a government-run biolab in Wuhan, as more and more people are conceding is a very real possibility, and many more are already convinced of as a fact. Well, if this virus is government manufactured, then should anyone be surprised to find out that it may well be literally designed as a tool to destroy freedom and expand the power of government? You know, like the government that ran the Wuhan biolab. Of course not. Then there's the intriguing component of government-pushed vaccines being offered up as solutions to this possibly government-made bug. The glaring confluence of interests here are not hard to see, not at all. You really have to look away and cover your eyes in order to miss them, which is sadly what most people have been programmed to do, as they still look to the government for guidance and direction when it comes to things like government-made vaccines and experimental gene therapies to combat government-made viruses. It's amazing. It seems unbelievable, but it is real. This is where we're at. And Delta, or potentially government-made virus 2.0, is about to be used by government to justify even more government grabs for power. There will be even more restrictions. There will be even more consolidation of economic and political power into the hands of the elite abuser class running the systems that produce genetically engineered superviruses over here, while big pharma machines crank out experimental gene therapies and vaccines over there. One government product piles on top of another until we end up completely subjugated to the predatory abusers that run all of these political, economic, and financial systems. They get richer and more powerful as we're driven deeper and deeper into dependence and relegated to mere human resource cattle status. That's what you get when you allow power-mad lunatic predators to seize control of massive, consolidated points of power in government, finance, and business. That's what happens when evil, pathologically predatory abusers types are allowed to hold positions of dominance over masses of human resource cattle to be programmed, herded, and if need be, slaughtered to meet the needs of the almighty state and its corporate sponsors. Does anyone doubt that these people, the Epstein Island class, are far more dangerous to humanity than any coronavirus version currently floating around out there, Delta or otherwise? And this is where the silver lining begins to emerge in this otherwise very dark comedy, because the answer to that question is increasingly no. More and more people are watching the mad lunges for power by governments and corporate overlord wannabes, and they're seeing them for what they are. More and more people are seeing the government-made experimental vaccines for government-made viruses scam for what it is. And more people are understanding that COVID isn't nearly the threat that government-run COVID and COVID vaccine production facilities are. They're definitely gonna push hard with Delta. They're gonna try to take the next step toward the total control that they covet and require, but they're not going to get there. And many of them already know it, which is why they're getting desperate and acting out in ways that make their true nature even more plain for all to see. So hang in there, buckle up, and get prepared for government-made anti-freedom virus 2.0, but remember, the elite abuser class is on its last legs. Their game is almost over. Their Jenga tower is teetering and about to fall. Now more than ever in this era of anti-Christian bigotry and the end game of anti-freedom elites running the American empire, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.